I'm not a quitter. You're not an idiot either. It's out of control now. I nodded. But it's my decision. She shook her head. It's our decision, jointly. You're depending on our backup. We need to get Teresa out of there. We really do, Duffy. It's a hell of a situation for her to be in. I could send SWAT teams for her. Now you've confirmed she's alive. We don't know where she is right now. She's my responsibility. And Quinn is mine. She said nothing. You can't send SWAT teams. You're off the books. Asking for SWAT teams is the same thing as asking to be fired. I'm prepared to get fired if it comes to it. It's not just you. 6 other guys would get fired with you. She said nothing. And I'm going back anyway, because I want Quinn. With you or without you. So you might as well use me. What did Quinn do to you? I said nothing. She was quiet for a long moment. Would Mrs. Beck talk to us? She said. I don't want to ask her. Asking her is the same thing as confirming her suspicions. I can't be sure exactly where that would lead.
What would you do if you went back?
Get promoted. That's the key. I need to move up into Duke's job. Then I'll be top boy on Beck's side. Then I'll get some kind of official liaison with Quinn's side. That's what I need. I'm working in the dark without it.
We need progress, she said. We need evidence.
I know.
How would you get promoted?
Same way anybody gets promoted.
We need progress, Duffy said. We need evidence.
I know, I said.
How will you get promoted?
Same way anybody gets promoted. She didn't reply to that, just switched her email program back to inbox and stood up and stepped away to the window to look at the view. I looked at her. The light behind her was coming right through her shirt. Her hair was swept back, and a couple of inches of it was on her collar. It looked like a $500 style to me, but I guessed on a DEA salary she probably did it herself, or got a girlfriend to do it for her. I could picture her in someone's kitchen, on a chair set out in the middle of the floor, an old towel around her neck, interested in how she looked, but not interested enough to spend big bucks in a city salon. Her butt looked spectacular in the jeans. I could see the label on the back, waist 24, leg 32. That made her in seem 5 inches short of mine, which I was prepared to accept. But a waist a whole foot smaller than mine was ridiculous. I carry almost no body fat. All I've got in there are the necessary organs, tight and dense. She must have had miniature versions. I see a waist like that, and all I want to do is span it with my hands and marvel at it. Maybe bury my head somewhere, a little higher up. I couldn't tell what that might feel like with her, unless she turned around, but I suspected it might feel very nice indeed.
How dangerous is it now? She asked. Realistic assessment.
Can't tell. Too many variables. Mrs. Beck is running on intuition, that's all. Maybe a little wish fulfillment with it. She's got no hard evidence. In terms of hard evidence, I think I'm holding up okay. So even if Mrs. Beck talks to somebody, it all depends on whether they choose to take a woman's intuition seriously or not.
She saw you out of the house. That's hard evidence.
But of what? That I'm restless?
This guy Dahl was killed while you weren't locked up.
They'll assume I didn't get past the wall, and they won't find Dahl. No way. Not in time.
Why did they move Teresa?
Precaution.
It's out of control now.
I shrugged, even though she couldn't see the gesture. This kind of thing is always out of control. It's to be expected. Nothing ever works like you predicted. All plans fall apart as soon as the first shot is fired.
She went quiet, turned around. What are you going to do now?
I paused a beat. The light was still behind her.
Very nice indeed.
I'm going to take a nap.
How long have you got?
I checked my watch. About 3 hours.
You tired?
I nodded. I was up all night, swimming mostly.
You swam past the wall?
Maybe you are an idiot. Are you tired, too?
Very. I've been working hard for weeks.
So take a nap with me.
Doesn't feel right. Teresa's in danger somewhere.
I can't go yet, anyway. Not until Mrs. Beck is ready.
She paused a beat. There's only one bed.
Not a huge problem.
You're thin.
You won't take up much room.
Wouldn't be right.
We don't have to get in. We could just lie on top.
Right next to each other?
Fully dressed. I'll even keep my shoes on.
She said nothing.
It's not against the law.
Maybe it is. Some states have weird old statutes. Maine might be one of them.
I've got other Maine statutes to worry about.
Not right this minute.
I smiled. Then I yawned. I sat on the bed and lay down on my back. Rolled over on my side and turned away from the middle and jammed my arms up under my head. Closed my eyes. I sensed her standing there, minute after minute. Then I felt her lie down next to me. She shuffled around a little. Then she went still. But she was tense. I could feel it. It was coming through the mattress springs. Tiny, high-frequency thrills of concern.
Don't panic, I said. I'm way too tired.
But I wasn't. Really. The problem started when she moved slightly and touched my butt with hers. It was a very faint contact, but she might as well have plugged me into a power outlet. I opened my eyes and stared at the wall and tried to figure out whether she was asleep and had moved involuntarily, or whether she had done it on purpose. I spent a couple of minutes thinking it through. But I guess mortal danger is an aphrodisiac, because I found myself erring on the side of optimism. Then I wasn't certain about the required response. What was the correct etiquette? I settled for moving an inch myself and firming up the connection. I figured that would put the ball back in her court. Now she could struggle with the interpretation. Nothing happened for a whole minute. I was on the point of getting disappointed when she moved again. Now the connection was pretty damn solid. If I didn't weigh 250 pounds, she might have slid me right across the shiny bed cover. I was fairly certain I could feel the rivets on her back pockets. My turn. I disguised it with a sort of sleepy sound and rolled over so we were stacked like spoons, and my arm was accidentally touching her shoulder. Her hair was in my face. It was soft and smelled like summer. The cotton of her shirt was crisp. It plunged down to her waist, and then the denim of her jeans swooped back up over her hips. I squinted down. She had taken her shoes off. I could see the soles of her feet. 10 little toes, all in a line.